Hey, thanks for listening to the Bold Centennial Podcast, the podcast where I share about my week and what I've learned that I believe is important to know or just fascinating in general. The show where there's a little something for everyone. Now let's jump in. Welcome. My name is Sandy Badu, and in this episode, I'm going to talk about my health and fitness journey over the last year because I think it's really important to just know how far people have gotten over their fitness journey because everybody goes different paces, do different things, have different tips and tricks. And so I just think that it'll be very beneficial for a lot of you. So yes, let's jump right in. So if you guys have been following me for a while, you know that I started taking my health and fitness a lot more seriously since November of 2019. So just about over a year ago. And I've always loved going to the gym and I'm generally pretty athletic. But I will say that after high school, the biggest challenge was prioritizing the time to actually work out. And especially after starting actual jobs around then, getting busier with my all-around schedule and the blog and everything like that, I remember there were definitely times where I'd kind of struggle more getting into the gym, getting creative about what I was going to do, and just basically prioritizing it. If I did go in, I was pretty good about it, and I go through phases of being super consistent, and then other times I would just struggle to make it a priority. And then as far as food, I never ate too bad. I never was one to eat out like crazy or anything. And then there was definitely times where I would eat out more, but I don't necessarily eat like fast food and like necessarily, but I definitely like, you know, just in general, eating out all the time isn't too great, but at least I choose better options usually. And then I've never been too much of a snacker basically my entire life, which is a very positive thing for me. But I think my biggest issue with food was getting enough whole foods in and perhaps just upping my protein intake, which I didn't really notice that I was too low on it until I really started the journey. So about a year ago, I decided to actually work on all of that just for myself. And I think knowing how I got started, like I said, is important because everyone starts at different stages in their health journey and can adapt or develop to new habits at just different speeds. So I'm just going to share about me and what I've done, different things, how I felt, what I was going through, just so that you guys kind of get a background as to me, how it went for me. And just remember, everybody does things differently and what works for me may not work for you, but it also could. So I figured I'd share. So when I got started, like I said, it was around November and I think it was just a week before Thanksgiving. But my main focus was on working on myself at the gym specifically. I was at the gym at least 3 times a week, and my trainer helped me truly stay motivated. Basically, what it was is that she would come with me to the gym once a week, but she would have a plan already worked out for me for the rest of the month, in which I'd have 3 workouts a week. And so 2 of those workouts I would do on my own, but at least I didn't have to figure out what I was going to do at the gym. So that's something that I really, really liked. I just liked mostly just having the workout plan already there and having some kind of accountability. So if you can afford it, I strongly recommend getting a trainer or investing in a good workout plan. And I do want to promote myself here because I've worked hard to be here, but I've actually since become a personal trainer. And my biggest focus as a trainer is developing workout plans that you can do right from your home to help you hit your goals. And why? Because I always found that I am a lot more dedicated to the gym when I can report back to someone on how it felt and when I don't need to think about what I should be doing as like exercises, both in the gym or for home workouts, since it's already planned out for me. I kind of like to take the laziness out of it, or I guess the work out of it, and become lazy, but at least it's already there for me. I don't think about it. It just, somebody tells me what to do or a plan tells me what to do. And so I just do it. So if you are interested, I'll link down below my personal training page as I love making those custom plans for people. And as of right now, you can get a full month's workout plan for just $50 a month. And you will have me basically 24/7. I will give you any advice, any motivation, answer any questions you have. And I just really want to be there for you while you discover your own fitness journey. So yes, I also made a podcast on this episode, on episode 8, sorry, if you want to check it out as to why I love having a trainer. So it may be great for you in case you've debated on whether you wanted to invest in one yourself. And that's exactly what or why I wanted to be one afterwards. It's because I loved my trainer, I loved what she was doing for me, and I just wanted to be able to help others out. So yes, at the early stages of my journey, having a plan and a form of accountability was just so important to me, and I really do think that's what got me motivated to truly stick to it and have been stuck to it since. When it came to eating during that time, I started logging my food on my FitnessPal just to visually see what I was consuming and how my macros were. And I soon realized that my problem was a low intake of protein, and I already knew my fruits and veggies could be way, way better. But I just didn't know about the protein side. And I also noticed that there'd be a lot of days where I actually ate too little. And that was an issue I actually found also in high school. We also had to do something similar, which we logged all over food. And I kind of noticed that I was eating in smaller portions, except for the days where I was hungrier or going out with like friends or family. I would end up eating way too much, even though that I could have just been more cautious about like portions and such. So I kind of just didn't have a proper balance is what I'm saying. And so logging my food and having those macros definitely helped me out with getting the proper ratio of macros and food and discovering what I truly needed. And I don't remember where I was at in terms of my percentages when it came to the macros, but I do remember it was equal fats and carbs with a higher protein intake. And I think I started with hitting 110 grams of protein a day. So not exactly sure where that falls in percentages, but if that gives you an idea, then perfect. And it was definitely something to like help me start getting on track. It wasn't the final destination in terms of macros and stuff. It was kind of easier for me to hit by getting me there. During that time, I also took measurements every week of my body in progress pictures. The weight on scale didn't move too much, but my progress pictures started showing weight loss, specifically in my face and a little bit in my arms. And my measurements also showed a decrease in, I guess, inches in my arms. And if there's one tip for you, I've said it before and I'll say it again and I'll keep saying it. Don't simply rely on a number on the scale. It's super common for your body to develop lean muscles while or before your weight loss, which may seem like according to the scale that you're either not losing weight or even gaining some, but that doesn't mean you're not progressing. That's especially why for me, progress pictures and measurements were incredibly important, because I think there's so many times where I'd feel like I'd see no progress, which will therefore make myself feel like I'm not progressing, even though maybe others were telling me that, hey, you are actually losing weight. Or I remember a few people had told me that I was losing weight in my face, but I wasn't noticing it until I looked at both measurements and the progress pictures over time. So I do want to say it's super important. So that way when I was looking at myself or at the scale, even though there was no changes, I'd look at the measurements or the pictures over time and then realize that, you know what, I am actually making progress. So there's one tip for you. Try to invest just in a little measuring tape. You can usually find those for like, if you go to like the, what's it called? The like sewing section or that type of section in like random craft stores or Target or whatever. Or you can just find it on Amazon. That's the best way to find measurements. And yeah, you can just take pictures. So when quarantine hit around March 2020, I remember suddenly definitely snacking more. But it didn't really play a negative effect on me. I just remember, just like a lot of people, you just kind of had more fun just buying more chips. And since you were always at home, maybe snacking more. And as somebody who didn't snack much before, I definitely noticed myself snacking more, particularly at night. And then I remember also being extremely stressed about the potential of ruining my progress that I had done at the gym. I remember being at some of the best different like max reps that I had done in a while. And I just was super, super worried that if I was going to work out at home, it was going to basically just wreck both the progress at the gym, but also just my own progress in general. But let me tell you now, you'd be surprised how much you can get done if you're working out from home. Almost all of my weight loss was during the following 3 months of just working hard, working on myself, and just staying motivated. If you can stay motivated, that's an important, important part. And I started pushing myself more. I was using essentially body weights, some lighter dumbbells. I had two pairs of 5-pound dumbbells and an 8. So sometimes I'd also use a backpack to fill it all up with those weights and sometimes a heavy textbook. So I'd able to usually get around like a 30-pound, kind of like a sandbag type looking thing, and use that for certain squats and exercises. And then I'd also use glute bands, and eventually I also bought resistance bands. So all that to say that if you're working out from home, you don't need too many equipment, and if you want to invest in more, you can definitely have the option to include more types of workouts, but you also don't need that much to see any improvements. And the proof was, most, like I said, most of the weight that I had ever lost during the entire year was during those few months there. And I generally felt so good in my own skin. This is also the time where I started diving into TikTok. And I know what you're thinking, how is this relevant? Well, I started following a lot of body positive users and healthy food and fitness accounts, and it led me to being both more motivated, learning more about my health, and also just being more positive about who I was, just inside and out, seeing other people do it, seeing what they were saying, their own journeys, and it just really just pushed me further and started just liking me for me and what I've been able to accomplish. I started appreciating myself more than I ever have, and I had put in the work in myself, and I was starting to see it and appreciate it. My body has always been more resistant to change too, which has made the process just harder in general, and sometimes it's just, I guess, stressful, I want to say, or mentally hard to know that I'm pushing myself so much, and sometimes I don't see the results I want, but I just know that it means I have to push just a little bit harder or wait a little bit longer, and I'll get there. So as long as I know that, as long as I'm comfortable in my own skin and I know that I'm putting in the effort, I usually can stay happy and proud of myself. But it just made me more thankful and proud of the small changes I was seeing. And still to this day, I have harder times and times where I don't recognize my own progress as much. But overall, I'm so excited as to how much work I've put in, being able to say what I've been, or being able to, yeah, just tell people that I've been working on myself for a year now. That's just really like cool to me, and proud to be able to say that and just learn all of the information. And then I also started my own 8-week challenge during that time, which I'm still working on and I hope to release over the next year as I'm just fine tuning it. But I did those every day on top of my usual workouts that my trainer was giving me, and I felt great. I do think there came a point where I was kind of pushing myself too much, where I was plateauing too much because, or plateauing more because I think that I just didn't give myself enough rest days. But overall, I definitely felt strong, I felt confident, and I felt just good. During this time for food, I started going to 150 grams of protein and decreasing my fats. The ratio that I was at for most of the time after was 40% protein, 35% carbs, and 25% fat. And I was on that, I guess, like on those ratios until very recently. So then we move on to September. And then that's when I was struggling a bit. I was struggling more, I think, in terms of, I don't know, dedication or the way that I felt. I still felt confident in me, but I felt less confident in terms of, I guess, the progress or how I felt when it came to like fitness and my food specifically, but I felt good about me. I don't know if that necessarily makes sense to you guys, but yes, I was proud of who I was proud of like just the body positive side of me, but not in terms of the progress and how much effort I guess I was putting towards it. So that all started, I guess, when I turned 21 and I went out a bit for my birthday with friends and a few Halloween celebrations. And I definitely just had a lot of events, I think, back to back between friend birthdays too. And I just kind of fell in it like a bit of a rut. And my body stayed quite stable during this time as I still continued to work out. But yeah, I was just kind of eating more and drinking more. And I was never one to go out and necessarily party and therefore drink a ton. But when my friends did get together to drink, I started to have a couple cans here and there. And I knew that I didn't want it to become a habit to both drink for the like partying sake, as I'm not a huge fan of it, but I'm also a sucker for a fun cocktail night. So like here when my friend came over, it was almost 2 weeks ago, we definitely had a good amount of cocktails every night, but that was kind of the exclusion that I want to make, where if I'm with friends and it's kind of a special time since she's not here, I want to be able to just enjoy it and have no regrets about it. But I also knew that in general, I wanted to limit alcohol just for my own health. So yes, I still have the night where I have a few drinks or cocktails to have fun and be a bit tipsy with them. But overall, I've started to limit just to feel better about what I'm doing, I guess, what I'm consuming. I also started not logging my food as well due to, honestly, pure laziness. It wasn't as fun anymore to log stuff in. It kind of felt more like a chore because I had been doing it for almost 10 months now. But I do think that because I had logged it for so long before, I think I was more conscious about my eating, and I relatively knew what I needed in terms of food to make up the ratios that I had for my macros. So I think my body juggled the same 3 to 5 pounds for almost all of September through honestly November. And same for my measurements. I had taken a few measurements throughout, but they stayed fairly the same. Sometimes I got a little bit better on my hips and my waist, which I'm very proud about. But overall, I stayed pretty stable, but I also wasn't putting in, like I said, as much dedication towards my own journey as I was used to. And that's honestly completely okay. I think I needed those few months to just kind of have fun, stay laid back, and now I'm back on top of it. But yes, I just wasn't so diligent with food, but still paying attention based off knowledge on food patterns I had developed from the months before, and I was still working out consistently. And I also want to point out that in September, that's when I decided to become a certified personal trainer, and it's so exciting for me to mention that. And I knew how much my trainer had done for me, so it was at that point that I knew I wanted to do the same for others. And I had a friend who kept telling me a few months before, maybe even a year before, that he just saw me becoming a personal trainer. He thought I'd be really good at it, that I'd be able to motivate people so much. And just, I think it was in September that it officially clicked that both I really wanted to do it and that maybe I could be good at it. So that's when I decided to do it, and that's why my focus, at least for now, is kind of women in college or just young adults in general who needed the motivation or who do need the motivation to stay on track and have a good fitness routine to get them there. And I want to be just that. I believe I stopped with my trainer in October as well, as I felt pretty comfortable with what I was doing in and out of the gym in terms of food and everything like that. I just didn't feel like I needed her anymore, but she is always there for me if I want to reach out to her again. Now, that leads me to, well, now. We're in mid-December, and I've been working on myself for a year and 2 weeks now, maybe three, and I've definitely accumulated so much knowledge from my own experience, some research that I've done, and through my personal training course. And I will admit, I had 2 weeks in November where I actually wasn't prioritizing working out, which is something that I had never done throughout this whole journey. I've definitely been able to stick to at least my three workouts a week. So me basically skipping 2 weeks of working out definitely felt weird to me. And I think that's also what put me even more in a rut, is the fact that I knew I wasn't working out, and that was something that I loved to do, but I just wasn't prioritizing it. But as much as I would have liked, due to general stress of getting more hours, wanting to finish the certification, and other stresses going on, I am now back on top of it, and I'm proud of it. And sometimes I've mentioned this again with food and like times before, but sometimes I think you just need a little bit of a few bad weeks or a break from whatever you're doing to kind of notice that you want to get back on top of it. So I took that little break and I'm back on top of it. I've also discovered my love of jump rope, and I truly do recommend everyone to buy a cheap jump rope that you can get for less than $10 and start incorporating that in your workout routine. I literally made an entire blog post about jumping rope, and I'll link it below with all the benefits, including I did include three levels of a jump rope workout you may want to start with. But I just cannot say enough good things about it. And on days I'm feeling lazy, but like still want to move my body or still feel proud of myself, I just do a quick jump rope sesh. It really doesn't take that long, and you burn a lot of calories, you feel really good after, and I just feel really good after I've jump roped. And I've also started making plans for a few clients, and it further motivates me to make myself better as I help them out, which is another reason why I love training people. I get to be their motivation, and in turn, I want to be the best version of myself for them. I've also decided to stop tracking my food because I think logging my food every day has started to become like a bother, or like I mentioned before, a chore. It wasn't as fun anymore. I didn't feel like it was as efficient, and I feel like I knew for the most part how much everything represented, how much I needed to do. And I also had just done it for so long and I was kind of over it. And I really don't think that unless you want to stick to it and it doesn't deter you from anything, I don't think that you need to be logging so seriously and paying so close attention to the scale for such a long period of time. I think I did it for just the right amount of time to where I kind of noticed how much everything meant in terms of macros and everything, but calories aren't perfect. Everything that's on the labels isn't 100% accurate. I'm pretty sure I read this somewhere. It might have been my course. It might have been some other research that I was doing. I don't remember. But calories can be up to 25% off. So if I am sticking strictly to calories, it's very likely that at some points I'm actually going way over or way under simply because all I was paying attention to was calories. And I think that was really important for me to do at the beginning to just have a better understanding of food, but I don't think it was the end all. So yes, I stopped doing that. And I've also since had a lot more fun since I've stopped and I started just cooking more in the kitchen. And I finally am starting to use a lot more whole foods and veggies in my meals, which I am proud about. And it'll take me longer to get there. I'm also a picky eater, which I've mentioned before, but I'm starting to kind of get where I want to be. And I think the next goal I want in terms of food is incorporating more colors. So I want to eat more in terms of fruits and vegetables, just make sure I get basically the whole rainbow in my day. And I don't know if I'll get there soon or not, but it's definitely one of the goals that I want to accomplish. I'm also starting to use the hand portion control method as well, which if you aren't familiar with it, for every meal, you should have about a 1-palm ratio of protein, a fistful of veggies, a cupped hand of carbs, which can include healthy carbs like fruits, and then a thumb of fats. And then if you're a male, you can do the same thing, but use 2 of everything. With that, I feel like I've just been trying to be more in tune with my eating and eating more intuitively. So if I'm not as hungry, I make smaller portions. And if I'm full, I save the food for another day. If I wake up and I'm not hungry right away for breakfast, I may eat breakfast in 2 to 3 hours. And if I want to skip lunch, I'll skip lunch. Just whatever my body's feeling, I've kind of just been listening to it more. And I've just been feeling better for that reason. And so I think I've just been more mindful, and it honestly has made me feel better and feel more in tune with my body. I still have yet to weigh myself during this period and take measurements and progress pictures, so I can't really speak as to progress that I've seen lately, but if there's one positive thing over the last months is that I have truly felt so confident in myself, honestly buying things to wear that I never buy before because I just feel good. I feel good to, just try different things. I don't know. I should be feeling good. And also having fun in the kitchen has made me feel happy as well. I kind of like being in the kitchen and figuring out recipes, either ones that I make myself or find online. And it's just been a lot more fun. And being able to say like, hey, I've made my own sauce from like Whole Foods, and like, it's just a lot more fun. So yes, that's basically it. And I just want to say that if you are interested in working with me on a workout plan, I'd absolutely love it. So I will link the personal training information down below and the website that you can go to, which is really just boldcentennials.com/personal-training. But like I said, I'll link it down below. But I'd absolutely love to be able to help you guys on your own fitness journey because I want to be there for you guys, just like my trainer and you guys, honestly, my friends and family have been there for me. Now, that's all I have for you today. And if you have a quick second, please rate and review the podcast. And if you want to stick around, the second portion of the podcast is a quick weekly summary. This week has been an incredibly productive week. I've been able to do a lot on basically all parts of my life. I've had a lot of tasks for my part-time marketing job, which is more of like a contracting job. So I've just been able to accumulate more hours for them. I've also gotten my certification on the December 15th, and I'm incredibly proud. And I'd spent about 8 hours over the last week on just reading the last few chapters that I needed and taking the final exam. And it was such a rewarding feeling to finally being done and pressing submit and just saying, congratulations, you've passed the exam. And it's like, wow, like all the work that I've been doing over the last 3 months have paid off and I'm so proud. I also now have 2 clients and I'm so grateful to have the 2 who I've actually worked on their plans over the last week and finalized it and just made sure it was perfect for them and the equipment they had. And it just makes me super happy to know that I get to help these people out. And lastly, I've worked a lot on the Bold Centennial website, both to finalize and launch the personal training page, but also on the rest of the pages and on creating a blog post about jumping rope, which I have to nerd out over and say, I honestly love the post. I was just typing it for fun at first. I kind of knew I wanted to talk about jump rope because, like I said, I've been obsessed with it and I've gotten some of my friends to want to jump rope as well. But being able to actually back up what I've been telling them and just post it for everybody else to see, I'm just very proud about it. And I love the post. It's just been a really good week for different reasons and due to my productivity. But with that, this concludes this episode. Thank you for listening and I'll see you next week. Bye guys. So that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to the Bold Centennial podcast, and I hope you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening this to. Any reviews and feedback help me out greatly. I hope to see you next week as I share more about my life and new things I learn every day. Bye, thank you.